matter what people say. You got it going on. Who cares about what they think?
You know me. I'm the hottest in the street.
WJMS. This is According to RP.
Turn up the volume, kick back, and get raw with us.
From the latest hip hop beats to social issues that cripple the black community. All from the perspective of a young, strong black woman.
A strong black woman.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of According to RP on WJMS Radio. It's your girl, Rita Pierre, your host. And as always, I hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend so far. Well, actually, by the time you're listening to this, the weekend is over. I'm still trying to figure out the transitions. I'm just so used to saying I hope you guys are having a wonderful week so far. But I promise, I don't know, give me another 2 weeks and I promise it's going to be seamless. You're not even going to know. But yeah, no, I hope you guys had a great weekend. The weather was a little frightful in that it was blazing hip hop and R&B in these streets. I was out on Saturday and I was walking to the, I'm trying to save money. And Uber and food are my highest bills. And I'm really trying to save money because I have some things, some grown woman things I want to accomplish in 2020. And so I'm trying to figure out where to cut, you know, little corners here and there. And so Uber and food are like the two major, like I have these apps now that kind of track my spending and whatnot. And I'm telling you, food and Uber is out of control for me. So I was like, you know what? It's summertime. Let me try to walk. You know, let me try to take the bus. I have a Metro card. I can't always be, you know, calling Ubers. So I attempt to take, I ended up taking the bus, but I ended up walking a couple of blocks. And I would say, like, well into block one, I felt my skin was melting. Like yesterday I did not wear makeup. I had lipstick on, but I didn't have any makeup, any foundation, anything like that, because I felt like if I did, I would be embarrassing myself in the streets. I would be exposing myself in the streets because of the level of melting that would be going on. Like it was crazy yesterday. But as it's summer, my weekends now have become, you know, somewhat packed. And so I went to church yesterday with my son. And then after that, I had a baby shower. Shout out to my friend Sophia, who's having a boy in a couple of weeks. I think August is her due date. Either way, shout out to Sophia. So I went out to her baby shower yesterday in Brooklyn. And it was hot. It was just hot. Outside was hot. I mean, thank God for the AC inside of the building, but it was crazy. And then I was off in the streets later on after that, and it was just still hot. So today I went out with one of my friends. We had another event in the streets again, and I was just like, this is crazy. How am I supposed to live my best life? How am I supposed to partake in Hot Girl Summer 2019 if I'm like dying? But we are actually... Now, I guess I'm segueing into what we're going to talk about today. I don't have a guest today. You know, again, summertime messes with the schedules. You know, there are family outings. You know, if you're anything like me, I swear I have my social calendar together. And then, like, I'll forget that I didn't input something. I don't know. But either way, I understand how it is in the summertime. It's not that people are flakes. It's that things come up. And sometimes we forget because there's so much going on in the summer and we want to do so much. We tend to like forget that we have plans. And so I don't know, for the next couple of weeks, I'm hoping that next week I do have a guest. I had a guest that was supposed to be on this week. But, you know, again, things just happen. So hopefully next week we'll have my special guest and we can talk about a couple of things. But today you guys have me. You have me. It's a solo show. I'm not going to, you know, make it too long. But we are going to talk about Hot Girl Summer, because I know you guys are all hearing about it. At first, I was like, ooh, what is this Hot Girl Summer thing? Because for the last several years of my life, I've always operated under the hashtag Summer of Tata. My nickname is Tata, and so that's what I used to operate by. My son, you know, this is Summer of Tata, you know, hanging out, meeting new people, etc. But Hot Girl Summer is like it's like 15 times more than a Summer of Tata. Like, it's really involved, and there's a lot that goes into it, and everybody is trying to, you know, have a hot girl summer. But I feel like some people are finding themselves either confused as to how to have a hot girl summer, because not everybody is turned up like Young Miami and crew. Like, not everybody is okay with some of their, you know, some of their guidelines in the in their Hot Girl Summer handbook. And many of us, you know, we want to have a good time, but we're still professionals. At the end of the day, we want to maintain our professionalism to an extent. We want to, keep our dignity. Some of us do not want to end up in jail dealing with rich, scamming ass niggas, as Young Miami has put it. And so, although many of us would love to get flued out, we would love to have somebody say, hey, let me fly you out to South Beach for the weekend, or let me fly you out to, I don't know, U.S. Virgin Islands for the weekend. We would love it. I'll be the first to say I am not against getting flued out. I might be against the term, you know, how it's phrased. It's not, you know, flued out is not the proper tense, but the concept, I'm down with it. But at the end of the day, it's like, at what cost though? At what cost am I getting flued out? At what cost am I doing all of these crazy things? And some of us, we can't afford to just be living la vida loca. We are not able, you know, we have kids. We have, you know, licenses we need to maintain. And so, you know, today I want to talk about how you can still have a hot girl summer and still be a law-abiding citizen, still have your dignity and professionalism intact. So you definitely want to keep it locked for that. But before we get into all of that, you know, we have our preliminaries. So it is now time for the Urban Dictionary word or phrase of the week.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
May I have the definition?
What does skeet skeet mean?
What's on fleek?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Popping on fleek, lit.
And it's gonna be lit.
Major key.
It's time for the Urban Dictionary word or phrase of the week.
This week's Urban Dictionary phrase of the week is drive the boat. So yes, I'm going to be all up in this hot girl summer thing today. Okay. I feel like there are all these terms that are in these streets that I am just, that's associated with, you know, city girls and hot girl summer. And I feel like we need to be thoroughly educated on some of these terms. And it's funny because I had seen a clip of Young Miami explaining, you know, what drive the boat meant, like, earlier on this week. And then yesterday, one of my girlfriends was talking about driving the boat. And I was just like, oh, this is actually a thing. So without further ado, drive the boat. Getting very drunk on cognac, drinking especially straight from the bottle. Example, oh, we got Hennessy tonight. Guess who's ready to drive the boat? Second example, I woke up feeling like shit. Maybe I drove the boat a little too hard last night. So I guess my question is, what happened to take it to the head? Was that not a valid phrase? Was that not a sufficient phrase? Or I mean, was it not enough to say take it to the head? Because I feel like when you said take it to the head, people knew what you were talking about. You know, you have your cup, you have your bottle, and they're like, yo, take it to the head. Chug. Drink it straight.
Drink it straight. Like, what happened to drink it straight? What happened to chug? Like, I don't understand how these terms got booted off. And now we have something so sophisticated as drive the boat. And the reason I'm saying it's sophisticated is it could be very problematic, because as I am becoming more and more of a Urban Dictionary scholar, I'm actually en route to receive my PhD in 2021. There are several definitions that go by the, you know, the name or the phrase or whatever, drive the boat. And it could be very confusing. Very, very confusing. And so for me, you know, I'm just kind of like, I don't know if you want to necessarily be saying drive the boat, because drive the boat, you know, there's two other definitions that I saw. One of them, very clean in nature. Driving the boat, somebody who's you know, designated themselves as a leader, who views themselves as a leader, taking leadership positions, you know, being at the head or whatever the case is of a group, and just trying to really be the one to really steer the ship and to really get people on board and on the same page, etc. Right? We're talking, you know, whatever, professional title. But then the second definition is one of a more sexual nature. You know, it's basically driving the boat. You know, a woman who is on top having sex, and she is the one that is, you know, steering the ship there, if you get what I'm saying. So it's a little, I don't know. I feel like drive the boat. I mean, I don't know. Like, I really don't see how, I don't know how this replaces take it to the head. I don't see how drive the boat replaces take it to the head, to be very honest. So I don't know. This definition doesn't really sit well with me. I get it. I totally get it. But I really feel like it doesn't really capture the true essence the way take it to the head does. But either way, that is the terminology that is rolling up in these streets for summer 2019, Hot Girl Summer. And so if you want to use it, go ahead. I personally do not think that I will be using take it to the head. I mean, not take it to the head, drive the boat. I think I will continue using take it to the head when I'm referring to drinking straight from the bottle. But that's just me. I don't know. You know, I don't know. So it is now time for my favorite section of this show, my favorite segment, rather. It is now time for the big up of the week. Watch it. And you can big up, all of the woman them big up, all of the girl them big up, all of the woman them big up, whoa. So this week's big up of the week goes to Lashana Lynch. So for those of you who have no idea who Lashana Lynch is, Lashana Lynch is a beautiful and amazing British actress. Are we saying actress anymore? Because I know we're like meshing, gender stuff. I don't know. I feel like I've been seeing actor in the, you know, in the reports on social media, but she's an actress. Are we not saying actress anymore? Is it just one word, actor, that encompasses actress? I don't know. I feel like I need some clarification on this. If you know the answer to this, I mean, I know I could simply go to Google and Google this myself, but I want to be politically correct with the streets as well. Like, Google could tell me what it needs to tell me. It can tell me like what it's supposed to be. But what are we as a community? What are we as a collective saying on this matter? So let me know. Are we saying actress? Because I feel like she's an actress, but I could understand why people would just use actor now. I don't know. Either way, I'm like going down a different rabbit hole. So the big up of the week goes to Lashana Lynch, who will be starring as the new James Bond in the latest Bond film. So I feel like this is so amazing because I love the James Bond movies. And when he retired, I was wondering who was going to take over. You know, there are so many people who I guess could take over that I'd be okay with. I never in a million years, though, would have thought that a woman would be starring as James Bond, let alone a black woman, a chocolate sister. And I feel like this is so amazing because, again, like, this is James Bond. Like, this is the movie. You know, it's not like, I don't know, what I can. I don't want to offend anybody, but it is not like a C class movie. This is like an A list movie, right? An A list like series of movies. The James Bond. I don't know, dynasty, like it's James Bond. And so we have a woman of color, a young, beautiful woman of color who is going to be playing the James Bond. Like she's not going to be like the love interest. She's not going to be the maid. She's not going to be the helper. Like she is 007. So I'm really excited about that because here we have another black girl just breaking barriers, breaking ceilings, you know, just moving us to like different levels that we would never, I would never believe a woman would be 007. And now it's a black woman. So this is a really big deal. For me, it's a big deal because I love to see when we as women of color, like shatter these, you know, glass ceilings and then we enter spaces in which, you know, nobody would ever believe that we could ever in a million years enter. And so this is a really big deal, I think, for the community because I always think about the next generation. We're thinking about the little girls, the young girls who are growing up. And I know when I was growing up, I did not see all of these like possibilities. You know, I grew up watching local television where white people were all over the place. All the TV shows were, you know, white people. You know, pageants were white women. The Olympic sports were white. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm so blessed to see that the next generation of little girls will hopefully not be dealing with some of the, you know, issues, internal issues that I dealt with, some of the self-acceptance issues that I dealt with growing up in a society that really wasn't built for me. And so now you know, little girls are able to see, you know, doctors, they're able to see, I mean, you know, I always have mixed feelings about like celebrities here and there, but they're able to see that black women can be whatever they want to be. It's not just like, I don't know, a speech. You know, as a kid, even though I didn't see the possibilities, you would still have, you know, the teachers or the parents, or the church or whatever tell you that you could be whatever you want to be. But it's a different situation, I think, when you're told, yes, you could be whatever you want to be, but then you're seeing it happen. Like you're seeing black women, you know, enter into spaces that otherwise, you know, it's like, whoa, I would have never expected. You're seeing black women do things that, you know, black women traditionally, you know, don't do. They engage in things that they, you know, traditionally don't engage in or were never allowed to engage in. And so I think it's a very special moment. You know, for our little girls, in particular, our little girls. I'm not a pessimist per se. I'm a skeptic. I'm a realist. You know, I'm very rational. Like I always have like, well, let's look at the other side of the coin. So I am so happy about this moment. However, I don't know. I feel like it makes me still wonder, like, what are white people thinking about this 007 thing? And I know some of you are like, well, who cares about what white people think? Well, I care because our lives are in their hands, literally. And so I'm like, I don't know, because not too long ago, the white community was up in arms about the fictional, you know, the fictional Little Mermaid situation. Like, they were up in arms that Chloe Haley from the singing group was casted as the star of the fictional Disney movie Little Mermaid. Like there were hashtags, there are still hashtags, not my Ariel, like craziness, right? So if the white people can be up in arms over a Disney cartoon character, like a black person, a black voice, really, because it's not like Ariel is, it's not like Chloe is going to be in live living color floating around in a mermaid suit on Broadway. Like this is not, like this is just her voice. Chloe's voice is going to be is going to be heard, and then the hue of the Little Mermaid is going to be darkened a bit. This is what has American whites up in arms. So I'm thinking to myself, if that was an issue, the cartoon character being played by a young black woman, what about 007 when we actually have Lashana Lynch, like in person, live, living color, like acting out, playing out 007 in the big screen or on the big screen. I have not seen any not my 007 hashtags. Hashtags yet, or not my James Bond hashtags. I haven't seen them yet. Maybe I don't know. I personally have not seen them. If you guys have seen them, send them in my send me a DM according to RP on Instagram. Send me the posts, you know, send me the racist posts. If you see them, if they're already circulating, send them to me so I can have some comments on them. But I haven't seen that yet, but I am pretty sure that the James Bond movie that all people love, like the Americans love, the whites love, that the whites are quote all the time, I'm sure that there is going to be some sort of like action. If there something is going to happen, if it's not happened already, I am going to hear about a boycott, some sort of hashtag about not my 007. And it's a little disheartening for me because it's like, you know, it's hard. Like, we want to celebrate these things. We want to be really happy and genuinely happy when our sisters, our brothers and sisters, because our black, you know, our black men too, when we achieve these, you know, new heights, right? When we reach these new levels in our careers and whatnot, we want to be able to celebrate together and not have to fear backlash. We don't want like our light to be dimmed. We don't want the, you know, want the moment to be snatched away from us. Like, that's kind of how I felt about the Little Mermaid situation with Chloe, because I feel like I keep saying Chloe. I think it's Halle. It's not Chloe. It's Halle. Halle Bailey. I keep saying Chloe Halle. Chloe Haley or Chloe Halle. That's the name of the group. They're sisters. But Halle Bailey. She is the young woman who is going to be starring as the Little Mermaid. But yeah, I feel like this moment was kind of snatched from her. Like, this was an epic moment for her. And because of all of the negative, like, you know, rhetoric and all the racist remarks, it kind of got taken away from her. So I'm really hoping that this doesn't necessarily happen to Lashana in the same way. Like, we know it's going to happen to an extent, but I really hope that she's able to really relish in this moment because it's a great opportunity and it's like, you know, it's career making. So I know that this was supposed to be a womp, not a womp womp. It sounds like a womp womp, a big up of the week, but I had to throw a little bit of my skepticism in there because I feel like we as a people, we just can't win sometimes. Even when we're winning, we're not winning. I mean, just last week, I had talked about the situation with the young boy, Elijah, 17-year-old Elijah, who was slashed in the neck by the white man, I forgot his name, who apparently felt like it was, I don't know, he was community watch, I don't know. He was upset. He did not like the fact that Elijah was playing rap music at the Circle K. It wasn't that Elijah came up to him and provoked him. He even admitted that he wasn't provoked. He admitted that he didn't feel scared. But he took it upon himself to kill the 17-year-old boy, Elijah, for playing rap music because in his mind, people who listen to rap music are a threat to the community or are not good for the community and whatnot. And so this is the society we're living in where people feel the need to take lives for, you know, the most trivial things. And white people have been deputized. I don't know by who exactly, but they have this power and they feel as if they are the end all be all. They are the alpha, the omega. They are the judge. They are the jury. And they can do whatever it is that they want, even if that means killing somebody for playing a genre of music that they don't particularly like. And so when we have these wins, you know, in our community where people are breaking barriers and doing great things, it's great, but it's also like a bittersweet moment because we're just kind of like, well, is anybody going to come after her? Are there going to be any death threats? Like, you know, like, I don't know. It's just, it's bittersweet. But that's the big up of the week, though, at the end of the day. You know, we're still, our names are still making history. So that's a good thing. So for our womp womp of the week, it's time for the womp womp of the week. So for those, I don't know, I feel like the womp womp of the week this week, it's, you know, as much as we're doing great things as black people, I feel like we also are probably some of the most ridiculous people as well. It's crazy. So I don't know if you guys heard about this story of the Florida woman who was arrested for assault over a slice of pizza. So this week, this womp womp came from the Shade Room, because the Shade Room always, I don't know how they find these details like this. They always get these crazy stories. And why is it always like a woman from Florida or somebody from Florida? I swear, it might be the heat. The heat is delirious. I lived there for a little while, and I'm telling you right now, the heat is no joke down there. So maybe that's what it is. So this woman by the name of De'Erica Cooks, 22-year-old De'Erica Cooks, I guess wanted to, I don't even know what to say about her. Basically, the story goes, she asked, you know, a woman. They didn't reply. They didn't give the name of the woman. But she asked another woman for a slice of pizza. And the woman declined to give her a slice of pizza from the pizza pie. And so I guess because of this denial, De'Erica became very angry at the other woman. And she told her that I'm going to cut you, while she was holding a steak knife. And my first question is, why did she have a steak knife in her hand? I mean, I wasn't there. I don't know. Maybe they were having Sunday dinner and pizza was part of it. I don't know. But De'Erica had a steak knife in her hand when she threatened this other woman who refused to give her a slice of pizza. And so authorities were called, of course. I mean, when you're holding a steak knife and you tell somebody, I'm going to cut you over a slice of pizza, I mean... Oh my gosh. Either way, the authorities were called. The deputies showed up. They rolled up. They ended up arresting De'Erica and charged her with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon with the intent to kill. So I guess based on what was going on in this location, the threat was real. I think she might have tried to lunge with the steak knife. Either way, De'Erica was ready to kill because she was denied a slice of pizza. And the only thing I can say about this, to be very honest, I am not a proponent of violence. I do not promote violence. That's not what I do. However, hangry is a serious, serious disease that is ruining lives. Hangriness, hangryism, I don't know what to really call it. Hangryitis. It's ruining lives. And I can say that because I have hangryitis. I am somebody who gets hangry. Now, I have not been hangry to the extent where I would be willing to kill for food. But I totally understand what hangry is and how hangry people can likely get. Now, the reports have not said anything about mental illness with regards to De'Erica. Again, we see this all the time when it comes to Black people committing crimes and doing all sorts of foolishness. Mental health is not usually entered into the conversation. I would dare to say that there might be some mental illness going on with De'Erica Cooks. I'm just saying, I'm looking at her mugshot right now. I don't know, based on the actions of having the steak knife and wanting to kill somebody over a slice of cheese pizza. Well, maybe it was pepperoni. Maybe it had some more garnishments. I don't know. Either way, I would dare to step my toe out on a limb and say that there might be some mental illness going on with De'Erica, right? So if you have mental, so we're talking about mental illness and we're coupling that with hangryism, hangryitis, right? I would dare say that, like, those two combinations together, yes, I could see where the danger would come from. But I feel like I don't know what the reason was for this woman to deny De'Erica a slice of pizza from a pie. Because it wasn't, the article did not say that, De'Erica asked the woman for the slice of pizza or for her slice of pizza to indicate that there was one slice of pizza. It was a slice from a pie. And those of us who are well into the pizza eating, we know that a pie usually has about 8 slices, minimum 6, depending on where you got it, if you got it from Little Caesars or if you got it from Papa John's. 6 to 8 slices are within the pizza pie because it says pie. So if the woman denied DeErica a slice of pizza, I could understand how that would be even more aggravating because DeErica was probably hungry. I'm looking at the mugshot right now. It looks like she had not eaten in at least 14 hours, 15, give or take, right? So she's hungry. You're eating pizza, and the smell of pizza emanates. It fills rooms. It fills rooms. She's smelling the pizza. She's watching this woman with 6 to 8 slices of pizza. She asks for a slice of pizza. She is not given the slice of pizza. I can see how this is a recipe for disaster. So although I do not condone the fact that Erica tried to kill this woman with a steak knife for a slice of pizza, I do understand with the, you know, if we're talking about the fact that she might have some mental illness with hangry, how those two forces together can be very dangerous. So I say all that to say this. Erica is still the womp womp of the week because at the end of the day, we can't go slashing people for slices of pizza. I mean, we need to do better as a community. We can't look at what others are doing and then think that we can do it as well. We cannot. But I will say that as for somebody who experiences bouts of hangriness, if you are an individual who finds themselves to be hangry, you need to start carrying snacks in your purse. You need to start carrying snacks in your book bag. You need to have some trail mix or something. I always say trail mix is the best because you have your nuts, you have your fruits, you have the sweet, you have the savory. If you have, you know, low blood sugar issues, you got sugar issues, then you could bring that up with the dried cranberries and the dried raisins. If you need a little protein in your life, you have the almonds and the cashews in the packet. Go to Trader Joe's, go to Rite Aid. They all have trail mixes. We don't need to get to the point where we are contemplating taking somebody's life because they did not give us a slice of pizza because we're hungry. We cannot allow ourselves to get there. So although this is the womp womp of the week, it's a very bizarre, tragic situation because now we have another sister behind bars for craziness. It is a word to the wise. It is a call. I'm asking you guys, it's a call of action. Heed the warning. Hangry is a serious situation. It is a serious situation, and we need not end up in jail because we were hungry. Put the trail mix in your bags, people. Carry some graham crackers. Carry some fruit snacks. Do what you need to do to keep your asses out of jail. Now, it is time for the meat of the show, and I had told you guys a little earlier, if you were paying attention, but for those of you who probably just logged on, we are going to be talking about Hot Girl Summer, and how, for those of us who are trying to, you know, still be respectable, still have some dignity, and keep ourselves out of jail, for Hot Girl Summer 2019, some of the things that we can do to still enjoy Hot Girl Summer, but still be on the safe side of things. You know, some of us are whole parents out here. We have real careers, and we cannot allow, you know, we cannot do Hot Girl Summer in a way that will bring us in jail, bring us heartache, bring us drama. We need to be drama free for 2019, and not just 2019. We need to be drama free, period. But I'm just saying, this whole Hot Girl Summer thing is very enticing. I myself have hashtagged Hot Girl Summer 2019. I'm trying to Hot Girl Summer myself as I'm speaking to you. So this is something that is also, you know, near and dear for myself. Like, I'm not just here talking for you guys, but I'm also talking for myself. Many of you guys, if you guys have followed According to RP, it's going to be almost a year now. I think next week, maybe. No, 2 weeks, I think, will be a year since I've been on the WJMS platform hosting According to RP. So round of applause for all of you guys who've been following me since day one, my true day ones. So if you have been with me from the beginning, you know, I would say, even if you didn't catch on, you know, in August of 2018, but you came around, I don't know, October, November, you might have heard this episode where I was laying out the rules for cuffing season, right? Now, some of you guys were not paying attention. Some of you guys did not listen to me, as your Instagram has shown me that you did not listen to me. You were not paying attention. Your Instagram has revealed that you guys were not paying attention to that episode. We are now in the thick of summer. We are in July. It is blazing hip hop and R&B in these streets. It is hot. People are going crazy. We are in the thick of summer, and we have at least 6 weeks left of summer. And so for those of us who have not really gotten our hot girl summer on as of yet because of obligations, you know, and we're looking to get into it now, there are a couple of things, a couple of tips maybe that I would like to share on how we as a collective, because I'm in this we too, can get our hot girl summer on. My son just left for the summer. He's visiting his dad, so he's going to be away for the rest of the summer. And so I kind of don't have too much of an excuse not to have a hot girl summer this year. So with that being said, for those of us who are trying to have a hot girl summer, but still, you know, maintain our freedom, the first thing that you need to do, or that we need to do, is get out of the house. We cannot have a hot girl summer if we are laying on our couch watching Netflix. Now, for somebody who is a Netflix connoisseur, for somebody who is like, Netflix is like part of my daily regimen, whether it's 5 minutes on the train or whatever it is, trust me, there are days that I truly just want to stay home in my air conditioner, eating some chips or whatever, and watching Netflix. Like, I don't want to be bothered. I'm entertained. I am happy on my couch watching Netflix. However, we cannot have hot girl summers on our couch. We cannot, well, maybe you can't, I don't know. But what I'm trying to say is, we could have fun within ourselves, but we need to be out in order to actually like engage in this hot girl summer. We need to be out in the streets, out in the parks, going to these events and whatnot. Like, we need to be out of our house, out of our residence in order to, you can't be on your couch talking about how, I mean, I think I've done that though. I think I did ask hashtag hot girl summer while I was on my couch, but and we're moving forward. It's a new day. We cannot be on our couches, hashtagging hot girl summer. And we're in our house. We're on our couch. We got to be out. We got to be out in the street, even if you're not doing anything crazy. But just like last weekend, me and my friend, we went to the beach. We went to Reese Beach, and that was hot girl summering. We were both just laying out on the beach. We had our books, although we didn't read, but we had our drinks. Like, we were, you know, we were just talking it up, catching up, having a good time, people watching. Like, that, to me, that's hot girl summer. You don't have to be out doing anything crazy to do a hot girl summer, but just taking your BFF and just going to the beach or going to the park or, you know, going to one of these meetups. You know, that for me, I believe, can be a hot girl summer, because you're out there with your friend, you're acting up, you're doing what you got to do, you're joking on people, joking on things, you know what I mean? But you got to get out of your house. You cannot be on your couch talking about hot girl summer. You cannot. The second thing is, you need to gather your friends. Gather a few of your friends. Like, you need to be, like, how are you supposed to be acting up in these streets without a squad? I mean, I guess technically you can act up on your own, but it's not as fun, right? Like, when the joke is good, when the joke is up or whatever, like, you need other people to laugh with. Like, you need your squad to kind of be like, you know, goofy and silly with in the streets. So you need to gather a few of your friends, even if it's just one other friend. But like last night, I was out with my girls. We went, we were celebrating one of our friends, shout out to Sophia again, for her baby shower. And it was a good like 5-6 of us or whatever. And we were out there at the baby shower, having a good time, cracking up, catching up. And then after that, we went out afterwards.
We tried to like bar hop or club hop or let's say not club, spot hop. It didn't work out so well, in my opinion, only because, you know, we didn't really pre-plan the spot hop, and it was early. That's the thing. Like, we left the baby shower and went straight to like to the spots, and so it was like crickets in there, which was cool. Normally I would have like a really, I mean, I had a great time regardless because I was with my friends. Like, I didn't have to be like dancing or jumping or doing whatever. Just being in the presence of my people like made me happy. But I was super tired though. I was super tired. I was trying to hot girl summer it, but I was super, super tired, and it really showed. But for me, I was having a hot girl summer because I was out with my girls, and we were, you know, we were joking around, and we were our squad walking down the street. Like, we were doing what we had to do. So I feel like part of the hot girl summer thing is to like share it with your team, share it with your tribe, share it with your squad, be out in these streets together, acting up, acting a fool. The third thing I would say is venture off and try new things so that you could meet new people. So now I know that there's this, you know, there's this saying, no new friends, right? And trust me, I totally get it. I totally understand the no new friends thing. People are crazy. People are shady. You have your true girls, your true squads that have been there for you from day one. Keep them, you know, definitely cherish them. But I will say though, as I've been getting a little older, I have tried to move in some different circles, and I have met some amazing people who are turning out to be good friends. And I think it's important, although we have the no new friends thing, I get it, but I have also been recycling friends and have been cutting off people that have just been carrying dead weight. So I feel like it's like a whole like evolution, right? It's a whole cycle in a sense. Like, yeah, no new friends, but then like, after a while, when you realize that some of these friends were never really friends, or they just decided that they were just going to be on some like stupidness and you have to cut them off, there are some slots that are available. And I think that, you know, as you move in different circles, you try new things and you realize that you might like these new things, and you end up meeting new people in these different areas that actually speak to a different part of your soul that you didn't even know existed. And so I feel like venturing off, trying new things, going to these new meetups, you know, going to these new like spaces. Like the other day, shout out to my girl Chichi. We went, I met her actually through a mentoring program that I take my son to. They're off for the summer, but the Brooklyn Combine, I've talked about them a couple other times on this show. One of the many things that they do, they have this, mentorship program for, you know, young kids in the community in Brownsville, Brooklyn. So I take my son to that, and that's how I met her. She is one of the wives of the gentleman of the Brooklyn Combine, and she was always cool, but, you know, we always only spoke to each other within the setting of the program. But then we actually like made plans and we went out and I had such a great time. We went to the Rose Mansion, and I probably would have never done it on my own, to be honest. But when she suggested, I was like, this is great. I felt like I was having a hot girl summer that night. We were up in there taking pictures, having a great time, and then just connecting in a way that I probably would never have if I did not decide to go out after work and not go straight home. And so, you know, trying out new things, being open to meeting new people this summer, I think, you know, I think would be, I don't know, I recommend it because I've been doing it. I'm starting to do it. And I'm meeting new people that I'm like, wow, these people can really have lasting impacts on my life. We can maybe help each other. We could maybe become like the best of friends. Like, you know, like you just never know. You just never know. And so I would say number three is taking the leap, going, you know, some people don't like to go to the park, or there's a festival going on in the park, but they don't do festivals. Go to the festival. Go to Smorgasburg. I love going. Is it Smorgasburg? Smorgasburg. I love going to that thing. You know, I go to the one in Prospect Park. I go to little food trucks. You meet new people. You sit down. You talk. You see faces. Like, it's the ultimate people watching experience. And I do it with my friends. And it's a great time. Like I said, you don't have to be out here wilding out in the streets or in the clubs or whatever to have a hot girl summer. It could just be going to the smorgasbord, going to some festival with a couple of friends, with a friend, and then just living your life and having fun and taking some pictures for Instagram. The fourth thing I would say, this gets a little too dicey. It gets a little dicey for me because, again, part of the Hot Girl Summer Manual is to, it's really about meeting guys as well, too, and, you know, taking them for all their money for the summer. So, city girls, Young Miami in particular, you know, she talks about getting flued out and whatnot. Now, I am all down for being flued out. I would love to be flued out. In fact, if you're listening out there, men who have the ability to fly people out, send me a DM according to RP. Slide up in there. We'll see what can happen. I don't know. I'm all about getting flued out, right? I've never been flued out before. I mean, I maybe because I'm just not that person. I don't know. I have some conservative ways about me, but either way, I've never been flued out before, but hey, maybe, you know, a bucket list, a check off the bucket list is to get flued out. So maybe, you know, maybe I can make that happen. I don't know. But that's part of it, of the whole Hot Girl Summer thing, right? Getting, you know, meeting guys who could like buy the bottles, fly you out, you know, spend all his money on you, all this stuff. That's part of the Hot Girl Summer like appeal, right? And so Young Miami says that, you know, you need to meet a rich, scamming ass nigga because they will be the ones to buy you and your friends the drinks. They will be the ones to buy you not just the drinks, the bottles, plural. Those are the type of guys you need. You don't need the regulars who are just going to buy you the one drink at the bar and then try to, like, you know, monopolize you the entire night because he bought you that one drink. You are looking for the guy, the rich ass, scamming ass nigga, who will bring you behind the ropes to the VIP section, will make the people who were already sitting there get up, and then buy several bottles of Moet, Rosé, Hennessy obviously has to be part of the mix. I don't know what other drink people are really drinking, you know, nowadays, but that seems to be like the staple, the Grey Goose. You need somebody who is going to bring that to the table, who's going to bring that decor to the table. That's what you need. But apparently, these men who are able to afford these luxuries are rich-ass, scamming-ass niggas, which means these guys are not legit, okay? Women who are listening, these men are not legit legally, right? If they're rich ass scamming ass niggas, that means that they are about the fraud. They are about the fraud. That's what they're about the scamming, which means the money that is being used to buy these bottles of Dom Perignon. Do people even drink Dom Perignon anymore? I don't even know. But who are drinking Moet, who are drinking, you know, I don't know, the white Hennessy that is not sold in America, but somehow somebody was able to sneak it in at a premium. I don't know. These men are not the ones who are working on, like, Wall Street. They're not the ones who are working on, like, 42nd near Bank of America chasing the financial industry. Yes, I know who you are. These are not the attorneys working for, like, I don't know, whatever the top law firms that people actually know of are. Because there's so many of them, and I feel like people don't really know when you throw out names anymore. We're not talking about those guys. Although those men are fully capable of purchasing bottles, I don't really know if they're the flying out type of men, because these men are financially sound individuals who have portfolios, who are trying to be rich and to maintain, you know, to create generational wealth. So they're not really about frivolously spending money like that. So we're not talking about the financially secure men who have legitimate jobs, right? Although it would be nice if these individuals would engage in the flying out here and there. But we're talking about guys who are probably running credit card scams, probably doing some underhanded stuff, have some illegal offshore account because of some, I don't know, some underground railroad type event that they're doing. I don't know. But the thing is that there are women who have no care in the world as to where the money for their plane ticket came from, where the money for the multiple bottles of White Henny and Moet came from. No concern about where the money for their Louis Vuitton special edition bag came from and the Louis Vuittons that they cannot walk in came from. They have no concern. However, maybe it's because I'm an attorney and I used to work at a prosecutor's office. I don't know. I'm not trying to be part of anybody's sting. I'm not trying to be scooped up in the sweep. Scooped up in the sting operation. Swooped up in the raid. I am not trying to be one of those. I have never had a mugshot. Thank you, Jesus, knocking on all sorts of wood right now. And I plan to never have any mugshots. I don't look good in a jumpsuit that is the color orange. I am not. I cannot. The whole orange is a new black thing is not for me. And so I feel like as women, as we are jumping into hot girl summer and we're really trying to like get flued out and really meet these guys who are buying us the white Henny that is not sold in America and the Moet. We have to be a little vigilant though. We have to be a little vigilant with these individuals because for me, I am a little extra paranoid. I am not trying to be, swooped up in a sweep. Swooped up in a sweep. I'm not trying to be caught up in anybody's search warrant mess. It's just not going to happen. It cannot happen. And so we're at a little disadvantage because these are the scamming ass, rich ass niggas are the ones who are apparently, curating and providing Hot Girl Summer brought to you by, Hot Girl Summer 2019 is brought to you by scamming ass, rich ass niggas. I like saying that phrase. It just sounds so funny to me. But those of us who are trying to, not end up in some drama, not end up in some shit, I don't know. I'm like, so where do I find the person who's going to, flew me out, who's going to get me flued out if he's not a rich ass, scamming ass nigga? I don't know. Like, this begs the question. And I think maybe we need to create a focus group or some sort of roundtable discussion as to how us professional women who are trying to stay professional and trying to stay out of the court docks, how we can also get flued out by, where do we find these men who are not scamming as rich ass niggas to fly us out? I don't know. But either way, That piece right there, number four, I mean, I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm just giving you warnings and letting you know that I don't have the bail money for you if you decide to go, to not heed my warnings. But I mean, we're all trying to have fun out here. We all, life is hard. We're all trying to get drinks paid for. We're all trying to live our best lives without trying to, swipe our cards too much. But we have to be careful because, it's cool to have somebody like buying you all these things and flying you out and, getting you the finest drinks and champagne or whatever the case is at no cost to you. But I don't know, like, you need to be careful with some of these guys. Like, I mean, as much as I always say that I would love to meet a rich man and, meet a prince of Zamunda or whatever the case is, I actually, I prefer my peace of mind and my safety and all this other stuff first. But I don't know. It's up to you guys. You guys do what you want to do. But I would just think twice a little bit about that one. I did say be open. I'm going to say it again, though. Point five, you have to be open. And the openness is not just about, like, what I said earlier about, just being open to meeting new people in terms of, like, whether it be friends. The Hot Girl Summer for me is not really just about, like, meeting guys and getting guys to pay stuff for me. It's about meeting new women who are doing amazing things, women who can empower and inspire you. That for me, that's part of the Hot Girl Summer too. Just living, just being free to just, I don't know, be you, meet new people and have a genuinely good time. I think that's the term, genuinely good time. But being open to, having fun in other ways as well too. I mean, a lot of women, a lot of us have been working hard, during the winter and spring and fall months. And, summer is the time where we can let our hair down and get a little loose with it, right? And so, be open maybe to new experiences if you are that person who is okay with that. Be open to these new experiences. Be out there and, cast your net and see what you pick up. But again, I like to stress that you can have a hot girl summer without having to bust it wide open. Like, I feel like a lot of people think that hot girl summer is like, again, it's really all about men, getting men to buy you everything and, sucking them dry in terms of their pockets. But also busting it wide open and having sex and, you know, just being free and being loose and carefree and not caring, you know, what the person looks like or what his name is. As long as he has money, I'm going to bust it for him. Like, not everybody's really into that. And so you can have a hot girl summer without having any type of sex, period. Without busting it wide open, without doing also anything that would make you feel uncomfortable, make you regret after summer is over. You know what I mean? It's just about doing you, being comfortable, being happy. You know, if busting it wide open is what makes you happy, then do what you gotta do. But for those of us who are not really about that lifestyle, at least for 2019, 2020, you can still be out there, be open. You can still flirt. You can still meet guys, exchange numbers, and hang out without having to really like go to the deep end and busting it wide open. The other thing I would say is, as we are talking about busting it wide open and meeting new guys, I would say, if you're wanting to engage in the busting it down and busting it wide open, be safe. Protect yourself. Like, nobody is telling you what to do. Be out there, have fun, do what you need to do. Do what makes you feel happy. Nobody is here judging you. Everybody has their own way of doing things. And I always feel too, like, whenever like people say, like, you know, people give these warnings or they say, hey, you know, if that's what you want to do with your life, people always think that it's a judgy tone. Nobody is judging you. But if that's what you want to do with your life, that's what you want to do with your life, because it's your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't want to do that, doesn't mean that I feel like I'm better. That's just, I'm not there. I'm not at that point right now, or I'm just not that type of person. But it doesn't mean that I, you know, necessarily look down on anybody who's out there doing their wild thing. But what I will say is that you can do what you want to do, but be careful and protect yourself. Like, it's really crazy out here, the amount of people who are really having unprotected sex in these streets. Like, it's really amazing. Like, after all of the stuff that we know about STDs and you know, all this extra stuff and just, you know, what being unsafe can lead to, that people are really out here being unsafe in these streets and sleeping with multiple partners being unsafe in these streets. Like, it's crazy to me how you can do that. And at that point, at this, I will judge, because it's a safety concern. You're putting yourself at risk. You're putting others at risk. And the family and friends who love you, who now have to like deal with, you know, and be there for you. I mean, it sounds like I'm saying it's a burden, but it kind of is, in a sense, because you put yourself in that position. Like, I know I'm going on a whole different rant here, but it's just, I feel like it's not said enough. Like, we really need to be safe in these streets. We need to protect ourselves. You don't know the person. Even if you know the person, like, use a condom. They're giving them out for free. I'm sure you could walk up at any of these clinics and grab a handful if you don't want to pay for it at the Rite Aid. But do what you have to do. Get on whatever pills you need to get on. Do what you need to do and be safe. You want to have fun, do what you got to do. But be safe in these streets, not just to protect the others, but to protect yourself. Like, you don't want to protect yourself? Like, you want to have STDs? Like, come on. I mean, things happen. Don't get me wrong. Like, you drink too much, things happen, whatever. But some people are consciously out here, sober in these streets, doing what they're doing with no protection. And at that point, I'm like, that's where it gets crazy. And that's where, yes, I am judging you at that point. So be safe in the streets, people. Now, the next thing that I will say is, make sure you end Hot Girl Summer by building your roster for cuffing season 2019 and 2020. So yes, as quick as summer is here, it's also quickly leaving us. Summer is about to be out the door in 6 weeks. Okay, in about 6 weeks, summer is going to be over. We all know that once Labor Day hits, summer is over. That's just how it is. And so make sure that you build your roster for cuffing season 2019-2020. It's around the corner. And by the looks of summer, it looks like it's going to be a very cold winter. And so I will repeat my episode of the cuffing season rules, you know, at a later time. But right now, as we are in the thick of summer, we're meeting new people. Take notes. You know, put some notes in your cell phone Open up your notepad. Take some notes from the people that you're meeting. Make a list to cuff or not to cuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the time that you start really putting that roster together, because you don't want to wait until like September, where it's going to be too late for you to start like really like building a team, building your squad, building your like starting lineup. You know what I'm saying? Summertime is the time to really be out there, explore, evaluate, have some fun, you know, get the starting list together before you start doing reevaluations and cutting people off. But as much as you're having fun, you're having a hot girl summer with your girls, keep the eyes open for the potentials for cuffing season 2019-2020, because it's going to be a cold one. I'm not a meteorologist, but to be very honest, the way that they're always saying is raining, it's not raining, they're not very reliable. So you might as well listen to me. It's going to be a cold summer from my life experiences of being, you know, in these streets and experiencing weather patterns. I can tell you that the way this summer is looking, it's going to be a cold summer. And so with that being said, if you do not have a snuggle buddy, you're going to need to get a snuggle buddy, or at least, I don't know. Yeah, no, you're going to need to get a snuggle buddy. I was going to say get an animal, but my cat, I don't like to sleep with him because he's annoying as hell. But you're going to need a snuggle buddy. And so this is the time where you're going to start having to evaluate, because you don't want to bring the wrong snuggle buddy into your home. You know what I mean? Like, that poses a whole new set of challenges that we do not have time to get into today. But either way, long story short, hot girl summer is here. You know, many of us are trying to really participate. We're trying to have fun. We're trying to really let our hair loose and really just enjoy summer in a way that's not going to bring forth drama, bring forth STDs, bring forth jail sentences, community service. We're not trying to do all of that. We're trying to just have fun, trying to meet new people and do what we need to do, right? So with that being said, guys, I hope you guys were able to get at least one iota of, I don't know, advice or reassurance or whatever it is that you listened to me for. Hopefully I was able to touch one soul today with this episode. Hopefully somebody learned something. If you learned something, then I did my job. But thanks again for tuning in to another episode of According to RP on WJMS Radio. If you guys want to be a guest on the According to RP show, definitely slide into my DMs at According to RP or According to RP on Instagram. But if you want to send me a professional email, if you want to be formal about it, I'm cool with that too. Send me an email at AccordingToRP@gmail.com, and I will definitely, certainly respond to your inquiries, and we'll get you set up to be a guest on this show. But it's a wrap for this episode, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
You were listening to According to RP on WJMS Radio.
About time you tuned in.
Tune in each and every Thursday.
I can't wait to come back.
7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
It's all online.